All right, let's go ahead and move on to tradition two. And Tanya M will be our presenter. Tanya, are you there?
I am here. Hi, good morning. My name is Tanya. Morning. And I'm an alcoholic. My group is Friday Women's Village Group. And I feel blessed that I woke up sober this morning. Even more so that I'm at this workshop discussing tradition two with you, which reads, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. There are some great components that make up this tradition. The two that stand out most to me are group conscience and the emphasis on our leaders being trusted servants that do not govern. I was a little apprehensive when I first got sober in the great state of Texas. Honestly, because there weren't a lot of people that looked like me. My first sponsor stressed the importance of service work. And for me, that was the hook. She said it would keep me sober. Honestly, at that point, I was just trying to avoid dying a miserable alcoholic death. However, one of the things that actually won me over was how the group was able to come and share a common bond with an emphasis on spirituality through group conscience. Unlike any other democratic process that I had ever witnessed before, I saw the attention placed on the group as a whole rather than individuals and their titles. I saw that all perspectives were considered, especially the minority or less popular opinion, and respectfully so. I'd be lying if I said this happened at every meeting or every situation in AA. What I can say from experience, having attended meetings both here and abroad, served as GSR and attended countless conferences, et cetera, is that our fellowship works in a way which enables us to individually use a higher power of one's own understanding to collectively allow God to guide what is best for the whole. Sometimes for the alcoholic, that could mean attending a group that has strong attendance and lots of sobriety, or others that have more of an ebb and flow with frequent new faces. What I do see is that oftentimes, even folks who don't come to meetings regularly will attend business meetings, and they seem eager to contribute to the group conscience. They care enough to keep this tradition and to do their part to ensure that AA as a whole is still around for generations to come. Other times at conferences and assemblies, it can get emotionally charged when attempting to vote on complicated issues such as changing literature. This may bring up trauma and pain for those speaking on their views, regardless of how popular or unpopular that may be. Ultimately, it isn't up to just a few to make important decisions, but for the group to allow a loving God to express himself by considering the good of the whole. People will come and go in our fellowship, yet the traditions are constant. If we adhere to principles before personalities, our group purpose will always be one ultimate authority. And with that, I'll keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Tanya. Thanks, great Tanya. Job. Thank you.
Good job.
It was wonderful.